ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो आई एम गोइंग टू टॉक अबाउट मेडिटेशन वर्सेस डिवोशन। सो मॉडर्न वर्ल्ड इज इन्फैचुएटेड अबाउट टू थिंग्स एंड दैट इज मेडिटेशन एंड सेक्स, दैट्स ऑल। एज मच एज सेक्स इज सो इंटरेस्टिंग, मेडिटेशन इज ऑल्सो इंटरेस्टिंग, एटलीस्ट इन वेस्टर्न वर्ल्ड। People have craze for yoga, meditation, some mysticism or something like that. But what about devotion? Well, people say devotion, meditation, they're interlinked, no? Many yogis, they do meditation. They also chant names of God. Then there's songs about God. And things go together. But although they seem, externally they might seem one, But there's a wide gulf. They are two separate processes. They are very much different, meditation and devotion. We'll see how they are different. For example, if you find a yogi closing his eyes, sitting straight, meditating, you might think, well, he's meditating on God, that's okay. If you go to a temple, you might find a person sitting in front of a deity and chanting names of God, you might think, oh, he's meditating on the names. It's all the same. For a common person, it's all the same. But it's not the same because externally it's the same, but internally there's a lot of difference. There's a difference here, right? Up here, you know. Conceptions are different for both of them. Now, okay, what's the difference between meditation and devotion? Can anybody tell me? First difference. For example, if you go to Himalayas, Rishikesh, there are many yogis, there are many institutions, and if you go to those institutions, you will find they are also chanting names of God along with yogic practices. And you might think, well, they are good people, they are devotees, and they are taking help of yoga to focus on God. What's the problem? There's no problem. But there is a problem. And what's the problem? That's the point of this lecture. Meditation is actually contrary to devotion. It is, in many cases, meditation becomes an obstacle for devotion, which people do not realize, because the conceptions are very, very different. The first difference between meditation and devotion is, and all these people who do meditation, they generally have conception of God from Patanjali Yoga Sutra. Most of them, meditators and yogis, they read Patanjali Yoga Sutra, and they form a conception of God according to that book. Now, what does Patanjali Yoga Sutra say about God? Now, Patanjali says, who is God? God is Purushartha Shunyananam Klesha Vipaka. This is the Sanskrit verse, it goes like that. In English, it simply means, who is God? God is a person who is free of all sins, all sufferings, and all desires. This is God according to Patanjali Yoga Sutra. So if a yogi is meditating on God, he's thinking of God, he's focusing his mind on God, that's very good, but his conception of God is limited to this concept. He's free of all sins, free of all miseries, and free of all desires. This is God according to Patanjali. These three things. But here is a problem. According to the devotee, this is not a definition of God in no way. This is a wrong definition of God. A devotee might also be meditating on God, but his conception of God is, God is creator, maintainer, and destroyer. For a devotee, if you tell God is a person who is free of all sins, it's blasphemy. Because God can never do sin. You can't bring conception of sin and piety within realm of divine, or if you talk about God, you can't bring this conception. You can't even imagine sin with God, at least according to a devotee, devotional vision. So it's a blasphemy to say he's free of all sins. It's a blasphemy to say he is free of all miseries, because God never suffers. This is an axiomatic understanding in devotional scriptures, isn't it? So both yogi and a devotee might be meditating on God. But yogi, his conception is almost blasphemous what a devotee is having. No. So internally there's a lot of difference. For example, there's a yoga called as Kriya Yoga. Now those people they recommend that you can meditate on Krishna. You choose your deity, you choose Krishna or Shiva, whatever. You meditate on him. Simultaneously do yogic practices and focus your mind. And if you talk to those people, they will say, well, we also meditate on Krishna, his pastimes, his beauty. But there's a lot of difference. For them, Krishna is a person who is free of all sins, free of all miseries, and free of all desires. That's it. But for us, Krishna is like a king. He's an autocrat. He's creator, maintainer, destroyer. He's beyond sins, beyond miseries. He's not free of sins and free of miseries. Isn't it? He's beyond desires. He's not free of desires. So that's the first difference between meditation and devotion. Now, I can't repeat again and again this point to emphasize that externally both will look same. If anybody has visited India, he knows Rishikesh, Himalayas or temples. People will think it's all the same, you know. It's all the same. But people who have knowledge, they can understand that there's a lot of difference. Okay. According to devotee meditation, meditator is doing an offense. His conception is blasphemous. And that's the major difference. A meditator might focus his mind on God for millions of lifetimes, at least according to the devotee, and he will never get mercy of God because he's having a blasphemous conception. Simple. So his meditation is waste as far as devotee is concerned. Now second most important difference between meditation and devotion is a meditator will try to empty his mind. That's their process. If you sit in these classes of yoga, they will tell, sit straight, half closed eyes, see the tip of your nose, and don't move. If you move, then there's a stick. It happens, actually, literally it happens. I've seen in Gaya, Bodh Gaya, you know Bodh Gaya? There if you go, there are so many Buddhists, and they train people in yoga. And if you happen to attend any of these classes, they will ask you to sit straight and you can't move. Even if a fly comes and sits on your nose, you're not supposed to shoo it off. You're supposed to tolerate. And even if a micro millimeter you try to move, there's a instructor with a stick and he'll hit you. Simple. Yeah. So according to them, process is stand still and even more still. That's the process. Don't move, empty your mind, and that's it. If you're able to do this, it's success. According to them, this is a process. But according to a devotee, it's totally different. A devotee who is meditating on God, now is focusing his mind on God, he doesn't want to empty his mind, he wants to fill his mind with the thoughts of God. Isn't it? He doesn't want to sit still and still. He wants to do more and more for God. Devotee believes in action. A meditator, he believes in inaction. So that's a major difference. Srila Prabhupada, he used to say, his confounder Acharya, he used to say that Gita urges, he inspires its readers to get up and do action. Krishna is inspiring Arjuna to get up and fight. Arjuna was saying to Krishna, Krishna, I'll go to forest and meditate. Krishna told you, foolish, get up and fight. So Arjuna was saying, well, I have heard that you should meditate. Krishna says, well, that's okay. You have heard many things, but now forget everything. And you have to remember, what is devotion? Devotion is different from meditation. This is what is topic of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is trying to help us understand there's a difference between meditation and devotion. Devotion is far superior to meditation. Devotion believes in action. Action for what? Action for God as a service. So devotion believes in service. And meditation is a technique. That's the point. Meditators believe in a technique. But for devotee, focusing their mind on God is not a technique. It's a way and it's a goal. Isn't it? It's not a technique. We are chanting God's name. It's not a technique. For yogis and meditators, it's a technique. You chant God's name, you empty your mind. When your mind is emptied, leave everything. Leave God. Use God to focus your mind and reach emptiness. So they're using God as a technique. But devotee can't. For devotee, it's blasphemous. To use God, first of all, that concept in itself, it's stupid. It is contrary to devotion. We are not supposed to use God. We are supposed to serve God. And at the same time, use God to empty your mind. That's foolishness. A devotee wants to... devotee approaches God. For him, God is a way and it's the end and the goal. Both. He is not an object of meditation as for people who are meditating. He is a person to be served. That's devotion. So it's so different conceptions. Huh? And then, last difference is, for devotee, mercy is important. Mercy is a reward of devotion. But for a yogi and meditator, mercy is an aid to approach emptiness. If you go to a yogi and if you ask, well, do you believe in mercy of God? He says, well, without mercy, nothing can happen. He will tell you this. Mercy is everything. And these people like to talk about mercy more than how much devotees like to talk. If you attend their lectures, they will talk about love, mercy, God, and you'll be so much impressed. Oh, this is a good person. But actually for them, if you ask them more questions, for them mercy is an aid to approach the goal of emptiness. After they approach their shunya or the goal of emptiness, they will forget about mercy, they'll forget about God, they'll forget about everything. Because at that point, they themselves become God. That's the aim. This is meditation. But for devotee, mercy is a reward. Simple. After so many years of service, what does a devotee expect? Money, fame, name, no. He expects mercy. A drop of mercy, that's all. So it's such a difference. A meditator believes in power and control. A meditator, he wants to control his mind. But a devotee, he wants to surrender his mind to God. There's humility, isn't it? So this is a difference. And for a meditator, for a yogi, surrender is not surrender. They don't want to surrender to God. They want to surrender to themselves. Simple. Because finally they want to become God. But for a devotee, surrender means surrender to the will of Lord. Surrender is a basis of devotion. So, meditation and devotion, in conclusion, they are not only different in practice and goal, they are actually antagonistic to each other. They are contrary. What is so dear to a yogi and a meditator, it's almost blasphemous to a devotee. Although externally both might seem one and the same to a person who doesn't have knowledge of scriptures. And devotion is far superior to meditation, and that's the subject of Bhagavad Gita. And Bhagavad Gita informs us that only by devotion we can attain God, not by meditation. That's what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktya mam abhijanati. Only by devotion you can know me. Because people who do meditation, they are blasphemous. They are doing offense at the lotus feet of God. There is no service attitude. There is attitude of power, control, and finally exploit God and use God for their own selfish purposes and selfish goals. Hare Krishna. Is there any questions or comments? Yeah. So next time you meet a yogi or a dhyana yogi or a jnana yogi, keep in mind all these points. Ask him these questions. What's your goal? What's your conception of God? Just ask him, what's your conception of God? Ask him, what's your goal? What's your goal? Do you want to empty your mind? Ask him, is chanting the names of God a simple technique for you? Or it's a goal? Ask him all these questions and you will be able to understand he's a devotee or a yogi or a meditator. Hare Krishna. If there's no questions, thank you very much. So we have a question here that somebody asked that meditation is also sometimes useful in devotion, no? So why can't we meditate on Krishna and do service? That's the idea, that's the question. So meditation means concentration. Why can't we concentrate on Krishna and do service? Now the answer to this question is, what we are talking in this lecture is, we are using meditation as a technical term here. Technically there are people who are meditating, who are called meditators in English. In Hindi they are called yogis. And those people who are meditating on God, their conception, I have told, their conception is this, which is blasphemous according to devotion. So in devotion, we don't like to meditate. We don't like to concentrate. These terms you can use for your understanding, but these are technical terms which are reserved, which are used in circle of yogis. They use these words, concentration, meditation, but devotees do not like to use this word. Why? Because we don't meditate on God. Why? Because we don't want to think that God is an object of our meditation. Just like yogis close their eyes and meditate. We can't think like that, oh Krishna, I am meditating on you. No. Rather, devotee thinks that Krishna, that God is meditating on me. It's a different conception. We like to think, we don't like to think in terms of meditation concentration. We like to think in terms of service. We want to serve God. And if you want to increase your focus, your service, then love Him. Don't try to meditate on Him. This is a difference. This is a difference.
But we can, I was thinking before, we should meditate how to please Him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, if you... Yeah, so that's a term. Now here in this lecture I'm taking meditation as a technical term, not as a general layman term. So Prabhupada, in many books you can see, okay, meditate on how to do service. There meditation is used in normal English language, in general terms. So let's not get confused. I'm just talking technical stuff here, not a general layman stuff. That's the idea. Not.
These days, a lot of people do
with
yoga. Does that have any connection with the modern, like the yogic
meditation? Yeah. Nowadays in West, yoga is so much popular, and people are doing various kind of postures and so-called meditation they are doing. It's become real complex because nowadays people are. The so-called yoga.
It's a physical training.
It's almost like a gymnastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's almost like aerobics. You know, you can. It's with music. There's something called music yoga. There's something called naked yoga. Power yoga. You go, and they are doing yoga for muscles. They are doing yoga for what all. Sex yoga is there. You know, it's a mad stuff. It's nothing close to traditional yoga. But at the same time, if you come to India, if you go to traditional yogis, now here in this lecture I'm talking about traditional meditation and devotion. And we're not supposed to even perform traditional meditation and yogic practices because the conception is blasphemous there, at least according to the devotional principles. So what do we talk about this kind of It's all monkey stuff here. just doing some kind of postures. It's not yoga. It's not yoga.
Gymnastics. But people do it for their health.
Yeah, people do for health. Yeah, then it's some technique for health. In India also, it's the same thing. It should not be called as yoga. Just like traditional yoga is blasphemy for devotion, modern yoga is blasphemy for traditional yogi. It's all nonsense. If you ask any yogi, he'll just laugh on these crazy fools. You know, it's not yoga. It's nowhere near yoga. That's the point. Okay, so that's it. Thank you very much.